At a recent public meeting, the families of several people diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer in one Washington County school district demanded that state health officials do more research. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier reports the community wants the state to look more closely at whether pollution from the region's natural gas industry might be playing a role in a number of the cases.
In April, the Department of Health said it did not find a cancer cluster in the Cannon-McMillan School District. But the state's tally didn't include one case where a patient's address was misidentified and two new cases from 2018. Many in the crowd told the department to update its study and find out why six people in the district had gotten a disease which only afflicts 250 people a year in the U.S. and which has no known environmental causes. Allison Cobb told the health officials to include the case of her husband, David, who was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma last year.
Until this is fixed, we get a clean report on environment and the effects, and you're including all of the patients to determine that it's not a cluster, I don't think we're backing down. You're just going to make it worse.
Carla Morado Cumming lost her brother Luke Blanick, who died of Ewing sarcoma in 2016. She said the department should study whether pollutants from fracking in Washington County had anything to do with the recent cases.
In the last couple years, fracking is what's come around this area. Not only Washington County, but Westmoreland and Greene and Fayette.
A number of environmental groups have urged Governor Tom Wolf to put a halt to fracking while the state studies the recent cases. But State Representative Tim O'Neill said he didn't think that was a good idea.
Let's face it, at this point in Washington County, thousands of people are employed by the industry. Banning that overnight would eliminate thousands of jobs.
Sharon Watkins, the state's chief epidemiologist, said the department's findings could change next year when the 2018 data is added. But right now, she said, there's no proof a cancer cluster exists.
And we're not quite there yet. We may be with 2018 data. I still won't know why there's an increase.
Watkins said even if the state were to find a cancer cluster, determining a cause is exceedingly difficult. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.